You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Jewish Mysticism. Mysticism and mystical experiences have been a part of Judaism since the earliest days. The Torah contains many stories of mystical experiences. The Talmud speaks about the existence of the soul and when it becomes attached to the body. Jewish tradition tells that the souls of all Jews were in existence at the time of the giving of the Torah. These souls were present at Mount Sinai and agreed to the covenant. There are many stories of places, like heaven, also referred to as Gan Eden, and purgatory, referred to as Gehenna, of wandering souls and reincarnation. The Talmud contains vague hints of a mystical school of thought that was taught only to the most advanced students and was not committed to writing. There are several references in ancient sources to the work of creation and the work of the chariot of Ezekiel's vision, two primary subjects of mystical thought at the time. In the Middle Ages, many of these mystical teachings were committed to writings and books like the Zohar. Many of these writings were asserted to be secret ancient writings or compilations of secret ancient writings. Kabbalah is one of the most grossly misunderstood parts of Judaism. Much of what is being peddled as Kabbalah in this day is only New Age mystical beliefs that have very little to do with the true Kabbalah. The vast majority of the people who teach this brand of Kabbalah are neither Jewish nor masters of Kabbalah. These misunderstandings stem largely from the fact that the teachings of Kabbalah have been so badly distorted by mystics and occultists. Kabbalah was popular among Christian intellectuals during the Renaissance and Enlightenment periods, and they reinterpreted its doctrines to fit into their dogma. In more recent times, many have wrenched Kabbalistic symbolism out of context for use in tarot cards and other forms of divination and magic that were never a part of the original Jewish teachings. There are certainly many traditional Jewish stories that involve the use of hidden knowledge to affect the world in ways that could be described as magic. The Talmud and other sources ascribe supernatural activities to many great rabbis. Some rabbis pronounced the name of God and ascended into heaven to consult with God and the angels on issues of great public concern. One scholar said to have created an artificial man by reciting various names of God. Much later stories tell of a rabbi who created a man out of clay, a golem, and brought it to life by putting in its mouth a piece of paper with the name of God on it. However, this area of Kabbalah is not something that is practiced by the average Jew or even the average rabbi. It is important to note that all of these magical effects were achieved through the power of God, generally by calling upon the name of God. These practices are no more evil than the miracles of the prophets. One of the better known fundamental concepts of Kabbalistic thought is the concept of God as Ein Sof, the Ten Sefirot in the Kabbalistic Tree of Life. According to Kabbalah, the true essence of God is so transcendent that it cannot be described except with reference to what it is not. This true essence of God is known as the Ein Sof, which literally means without end, which encompasses the idea of his lack of boundaries in both time and space. In its truest form, the Ein Sof is so transcendent that it cannot have any direct interaction with the universe. The Ein Sof interacts with the universe through 10 emanations from this essence, known as the Ten Sefirot. The Ten Sefirot includes both masculine and feminine qualities. Kabbalah plays a great deal of attention to the feminine aspects of God. The Sefirot are not separate deities, as some might think by taking this too literally. They are intimately a part of God, and yet they are in contact with the universe in a way that the Ein Sof is not. The Sefirot connect with everything in the universe, including humanity. The good and evil that we do resonates through the Sefirot and affects the entire universe, up to and including God himself. The Sefirot HaOmer, or the Counting of the Omer, begins the second day of Pesach and lasts for 49 days, ending with Shavuot. It is a remembrance of the time when wheat was brought as an offering to the temple. There are 7 basic human emotional attributes, and each week of the Sefirah HaOmer is dedicated to one of these emotional attributes. Each day is also dedicated to a combination of these attributes. The Likutei Amarim is a collection of Hasidic writings written by Schneur Zalman, the founder of Chabad, in 1797. It's commonly known by its first word, Tanya. The Tanya deals with psychology, mysticism, and Kabbalah from a Hasidic viewpoint, and Rabbi Zalman's philosophy. The Tanya describes 5 levels of divine service: complete tzaddik, incomplete tzaddik, intermediate one, incomplete evil person, and complete evil person. As published in 1814, the Tanya is made up of 5 sections: the Book of the Average Man, the Gateway of Unity and Belief, Letter of Repentance, Letter of Holiness, and Last Thesis. According to Kabbalah, there are 5 levels of the human soul. The Zohar speaks of 3 levels of the human soul: Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. The Nefesh is the animal soul that is linked to human metabolism, bodily cravings, and instincts. The Ruach is a connection between the Nefesh and Neshama, and is linked to human emotions and feelings. The Neshama is the level of soul that connects humans to God and leads humans to perform good deeds, be pious and humble, and to seek knowledge and achievements in the spiritual realm. The Ra'aya Mehemna, a later addition to the Zohar, speaks of 2 additional levels of the human soul. The Chaya is the level of the human soul that permits one to have an awareness of God, and the Yehida is the highest level of the soul, which allows humans to achieve as full a union with God as possible. When a person dies, it may take up to 7 days for the soul to realize the body is dead. During this time, the soul stays near the grave, or passes between the grave and the home of the deceased. The Nefesh stays with the physical body until the body is completely decomposed. Rabbinic and Kabbalistic sources also mention 3 other non-permanent human souls: Ruach HaKodesh, Neshama Yesira, and Neshama Kedosha. The Ruach HaKodesh is the soul that makes prophecy possible. Since the time of prophecy has passed, the soul is no longer available to humans. The Neshama Yesira is the second soul that a Jew can experience on Shabbat, which enhances the spiritual connection to the day. The Neshama Kedosha is given to the Bar Bat Mitzvah and is related to the study and fulfillment of the mitzvot. This soul only exists within a human that studies and follows Torah. In addition, Kabbalists also mention that when humans sleep, 59 of the 60 parts of our soul leave the body and travel to the heavenly realm to recharge. Thank you for listening to Jewish mysticism. Shalom.